Life insurers put life into the things you live for. The new factory that's hiring your neighbors. Maintenance on the bridge that keeps traffic flowing. The paycheck that puts pizza night on the table. Life insurers contribute $8 trillion to the U.S. economy through bond purchases and other investments. And protect the financial security of 90 million American families, like yours. See how life insurers put life into America at ACLI.com. Paid for by the American Council of Life Insurers.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
My mother always used Barry's tea, but I'm going to use to Aldi's now because that's where I shop, so yeah.
Definitely Barry's for me anyway, with a bit of oat milk. No sugar though.
No sugar. Yeah.
I like my herbals. Yeah, I like the sleepy tea.
All right, there you have it. Herbals, sleepy tea. Miserable. Absolutely miserable. Those herbal teas. Henry McKean is with me. Henry, one of my favourite internet memes is a picture of a cup of green tea and it says, replace your coffee, your morning coffee with this green tea and your life will be 80% more miserable.
It's true.
And it's hard to disagree with it. Anyway, that's not what you're here to talk about. We're going to get into that contentious issue later. 087 1400 106. If you have a view on how to make the perfect cup of tea. You're here to talk about something actually very, very serious, which is penalty points and road safety. Because there's about 60,000 people who were caught by Gardaí driving while using their phone, for example, 2022 to 2024. And there's about 500,000 drivers out there who have penalty points on their licence. So where do all these figures come from, Henry?
Yeah,
what's the issue here?
I mean, it's staggering, really, these figures. Really, really quite staggering to think that there's actually 866 people out there with 12 points, meaning that they're banned for 6 months or they have an automatic ban. And these figures, they come from the Irish Examiner's Tadhg McNally. And as you said, over 500,000 drivers have penalty points currently on their licence. And they are up-to-date figures up until April 2025, according to the Road Safety Authority. And I did get to meet people. I got to meet lots of people, Kieran, and perhaps they weren't as willing to talk like they were there about green tea, because it's such a personal thing to admit that you have points. I met one guy. He's got 12 points, a lovely, lovely man, but he just wouldn't chat on tape. He had six, he was carrying six, and then he got into the port tunnel and he basically broke the speed limit both ways. You have to go 80 kilometres. I think he was going about 100. So he's banned. So he's gone off and bought himself an electric bike and he's just getting by with no licence. There's people out there like that who perhaps made too many mistakes. I also met a lady who spoke off tape and said she got caught. She was having an argument with her dad through the hands-free. She was legging it across Ireland, somewhere in the Midlands. And she had the foot down, and she also got caught.
But you wouldn't make it. You wouldn't get by without a car, would you?
No, and I've said this before on the radio. I did get penalty points before in Tipperary. I was going 140 in 120 zone. At the time...
That's very fast.
I know, and it was a safe... The road was empty, and I was... Caught rapid.
No, it wasn't safe. That's the point.
I was caught rapid and it was around... Remember they got rid of discretion? Remember the guards used to have discretion?
I don't think you would have got discretion ever for doing 140
No, I'm not proud of it. And you know, we're here to save lives. That's why we're here. And arrive alive, as they say. We got to speak to Fianna Fáil TD for Cork North Central, Padraig O'Sullivan, and he's also been working on these penalty point figures.
Yeah, I suppose the most concerning point of it is nearly a third of all drivers in the country come from both Cork and Dublin, those of them that have penalty points. I suppose what's particularly concerning as well is the number of people that have between 5 and 12 penalty points, because we obviously know penalty points stay on people's record for 3 years in the majority of cases. And I suppose in addition to those figures, earlier this month other figures were released in terms of mobile phone usage and the number of incidents on our roads. And it's shown a steady increase from, I think, around 18,000 offences in 2022 and is projected to go to in excess of 26,000-27,000 offences this year. So the increased use of mobile phone is particularly concerning as well.
You're a Cork-based TD. You do a lot of driving. What do you see on the roads? And are penalty points working? Are they a deterrent?
Well, you're right. I do a lot of driving up and down to Dublin, primarily up the motorway, and you'd be surprised at what you do see. And I genuinely have seen people on iPads watching videos. Hands-free doesn't seem to exist with a lot of people. They revert to bad habits. What particularly concerns me is if penalty points aren't seem to work, I think we genuinely need to look at the area of technology. And I know that we're rolling out additional cameras in the near future, but I do think that AI and increased emphasis on technology being able to pick up these incidents will ultimately be the ultimate deterrent for people.
Like the screens in the new cars, they're very distracting, they're not against the law. Obviously watching TV is, and some EVs do have TVs in them. Do we need to take a look at that?
Well, look, it's something that I wouldn't think, hope that we would not have to go to. If the trajectory keeps on going the way it is with the number of incidents of mobile phone usage being detected, I think inevitably we are going to face those types of questions. I personally myself wouldn't like to see it. I like to think that technology will ultimately be a beneficiary to us on the roads in terms of, you know, helping drivers be more aware of their habits. You know, in the near future, you know, we will have driverless cars in essence. So I do ultimately think technology here is the ultimate thing that will actually benefit us and, I suppose, improve driver safety on the roads. You'd see all sorts of misdemeanours and infractions on the road, and I suppose it's something that I've instilled in my own children. They'd be 3, 5, and 6 years of age now, and you know, they would pick up on my own or their mother's bad habits behind the wheel, whether we're being distracted or, you know, if we did occasionally take our eye onto a screen or whatever. Our kids actually seem to be the best policemen in terms of this, and I think ultimately educating drivers on good habits and education is the way forward.
So that's Padraig O'Sullivan, the Fianna Fáil TD for Cork North Central. I got a text from another News Talk presenter.
Yes.
140 kilometres an hour, 5 exclamation marks. So you're impressing nobody, Henry.
I wonder who
said,
that presenter was.
With that behaviour.
Very dodgy.
In general or just with that text?
Well, I couldn't say.
Ouch.
Oh, that particular text.
Oh, right, okay. Is it men or women who are behaving more badly on the roads?
Well, this is the thing. You know, it's unfair to say that it's just the men, but it's both. Both are perhaps behaving badly. And, you know, we're asking, does the deterrent work? Do these points work? Here is a lady and she blames the Gen Zs.
I think our driving habits, oh God, I can only speak for my own, you know what I mean? And I'm not Gen Z, I'm way past that or
so
whatever.
Like Generation X, maybe?
Yeah. I'm in the really, I don't know what it was, the terminology for my age group or whatever. But I just kind of find I've been in cars with nieces and nephews of mine and the driving is just erratic.
Erratic?
Yeah, for want of a better word.
In
like,
what way? Sort of
looking at the
weaving?
Phone. Looking at the phone. And I'm saying, slow down. You have to watch because we all know that it's only about 3 seconds to hit the car in front of you or whatever. And yeah, I've noticed it with the younger generation that the penny hasn't dropped.
And does it surprise you that nearly 60,000 of us were caught using our phone while driving?
I'm not surprised.
You're not surprised?
I'm not actually. I'm surprised it's not higher.
And 866 of us have 12 points, meaning we're off the road.
866,000.
866 people.
866
so under 1,000
people.
Yeah. Off the road. Automatic 6 month.
Okay,
ban.
And that 12, them 12 points,
yes.
Are they for like?
You get to keep them for 3 years, and then you start
afresh.
Oh,
I'm with you. Okay. No, again, I'm surprised it's not higher. That figure, 866.
Are penalty points a deterrent? Does it slow you down?
It would be for me. Absolutely. Or whatever. I'm kind of. I got penalty points once. Many years ago, and
what happened?
I was driving 50 in a 40 zone,
and you got 3 points.
I got 3 points, and I was absolutely sick. I thought it was the worst thing that could happen to me at the time, and I held them for, as you said, for 2 or 3 years or whatever. And then after that, it made me very aware of to watch the zones, and you know, keep in mind what they are. They're there for a reason.
So, Henry, you do an awful lot of driving, as we said.
I do.
Do you think the roads have gotten more dangerous?
It's a really interesting question. It really does. And I hate to say this, it really depends on you know, how it is out there. For example, yesterday we expected a storm and the storm didn't really come on the route I took. It can really depend. Yourself, have you ever got penalty points yourself?
Yes, twice, actually.
Ooh,
yeah,
can we
twice.
Talk about
one
it?
One has expired, one is still on my licence.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So I got penalty points coming off at the N11, the slipway, say, near
yes.
Bray.
Yeah.
And I was going above whatever, say it was 60 or 80
so
on the Link Road or whatever. Mm. And I was just over it. I wasn't like you doing 140, it has to be said. And the Nace Dual Carriageway, you know, where it drops
yes.
in 120 down to 100.
You could get caught on that one too.
Yeah, I got caught out. I just kind of had brainlessness and
ball.
I kind of
yes.
just kept driving as if I was still on the motorway without appreciating the fact that there was a drop in the speed limit. So
just
take it on
mistakes.
The chin.
Taken on the chin. But yeah, I mean, are we more dangerous? Like this morning, for example, this black Skoda taxi and actually nearly crashed into him. He came onto the roundabout and didn't expect it, and I had to honk at him. And I don't like honking. I just think it's rude, but I had to. It was like an emergency. I had to keep my hand on the hooter for quite a while. Also, there was a few people.
Is that what you call
the hooter? Would you know?
No, the horn.
You call it a horn.
Yeah.
But a horn could be something rude.
Yeah, well, it could be. But most people, if you say you've blown the horn in your car, they don't think it's something
rude.
Excuse me.
But yeah, Formula One driving, undertaking.
You're more into hooters.
I would be more into hooters than horns. But yeah. I met a man actually, and he remembers when it was okay to have 4 points. You weren't breaking the law if you had 4 points driving home.
The first question, do I think it's driving's got more dangerous in Ireland? I don't really, because I think the roads have got better. The whole NCT process means the quality of the cars and the roadworthiness of the cars has improved, etc., etc. So, you know, from that point of view, I don't think it has disimproved. I think drink driving as a phenomena, which, you know, was nearly a culture at one stage back in the sort of 60s and 70s, is gone. Most people do not drink and drive. That sort of scourge that was on the road for many, many decades has sort of gone. So I don't necessarily think things have disimproved overall compared to what they were like a long time ago. Do I think penalty points? I think they are deterrent because you have to declare them and, you know, it will increase your insurance, et cetera, et cetera. So I think they're still an important deterrent for people, and I think people genuinely, most people do watch it.
I wanted to ask you about yourself. Do you have points?
I have 3 points.
And how did you get them? I know it's a personal question.
No, it's fine. I was caught doing, 66 kilometres an hour, 67 kilometres an hour in a 60-hour zone. I wasn't watching.
You were just over.
I was picked up on a van, and that was it. But, you know, I suppose I should have been watching and possibly should have been more careful.
And has your driving improved since? You don't want to be off the road. You only need another 9.
Yeah, no, I would be very conscious, particularly I travel up and down to the west of Ireland a lot. I'd be very conscious of the speed limit on the roads and not getting caught again. So it definitely does drive a behavioural change, yeah.
And the mobile phone and the screens in the car, do you get
not
distracted?
Really, no,
do you worry
because
about getting caught?
It's all wired up in the car, so
it's hands-free.
Like the phone could be anywhere in the car. I just use the hands-free.
All right, you mentioned there the screens, Henry. Do you get a sense that people are worried about getting caught on screens?
Well, I mean, you can look at the screen, and these screens are in most modern cars, and I know the EU are looking at 2026 or perhaps taking them out of cars. They are so distracting. Some of them have TVs. The Teslas have TVs on them, and you're not supposed to watch whilst you're moving, but the standard cars just have a screen. But you could be scrolling through Spotify or choosing which radio station to listen to, who you're going to call or whatever you're going to do, and they are so distracting. And I think people, you know, they just hope they're not going to get caught and it just won't happen to them.
A lot of people would have the kind of mindset that it won't happen to me. And so it's until it does that I think they need to get burned before they experience too late by the time they realise, I suppose.
I think the phones are an addiction. I think it's almost impossible.
Even in the car?
Oh, absolutely in the car. Every time people stop at a traffic light or even in traffic, they're on their
looking.
Phone.
Yeah. And yourself, have you been caught? Do you have points?
I have no points currently.
Thank goodness.
I don't think I've ever had points for using the phone.
You say no points currently. Have you had them in the past?
I think I've had points for speeding, that sort of thing.
And you learn from it?
Yes.
So it kind of is a deterrent?
Yes, yes. As you get older.
And does it surprise you that nearly 60,000 of us have been caught using our phones whilst driving?
I'm surprised it isn't 600,000.
Really? That
well, if the guards were to stop everybody or to punish everybody who's using the mobile phone, they'd have no resource for anything else.
You think it's that bad?
It is that bad. It's clear.
Lots of people getting in touch, Henry. Yes, the roads have become way more dangerous because so many people text with impunity or are distracted by complex dashboard systems. Also, so many more people have become aggressive since the lockdown. Another listener says, as somebody who used to speed sometimes, I've now started to drive below the speed limit and it's really relaxing. You don't have to worry about getting caught. Driving is more enjoyable. This person says, after 26 years of careful driving and no penalty points, it was very disappointing to get my first 3 this year. Oh. It was for overtaking an unmarked Garda car, which was behind a slow-moving tractor. And as I kept within the speed limit, and it was a broken line, it was hard to understand why it was a penalty offence. But I guess the Gardaí have the power to do as they please. He definitely seemed to be in a bad mood.
Gosh.
So maybe I was just unlucky. Plenty of people defending you as well. 140 isn't that fast, Kieran, on a 120 stretch of road. And somebody else says 140 is the default speed at which the traffic moves on German motorways with no speed limit. Identical roads. I'm not advocating we all drive like Germany, but it is not dangerous if otherwise paying attention.
Yeah, the autobahns is really interesting. And over there, not that long ago, people drive extremely fast. They do sometimes have pile-ups, but in general, it's quite safe. The road's quite safe.
Northern Tipperary reminds you of Germany, does it? When you're traversing.
Well, there's quite a lot of Germans who moved there in the 70s, and they're very welcome.
087 1400 106. Henry McKean, thank you very, very much for that.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4. On News Talk.
Life insurers put life into the things you live for. The new factory that's hiring your neighbors. Maintenance on the bridge that keeps traffic flowing. The paycheck that puts pizza night on the table. Life insurers contribute $8 trillion to the U.S. economy through bond purchases and other investments. And protect the financial security of 90 million American families. Like yours. See how life insurers put life into America at ACLI.com. Paid for by the American Council of Life Insurers.